Dr. Carol Casella of the Virginia Mason Medical Center Department of Anesthesiology in Seattle, Washington, is the author of Burnout and the Relative Value of Dopamine, appearing in the January 2011 issue of the Journal of Anesthesiology. In the article, Dr. Casella addresses a growing issue in a very personal way.
The Journal of Anesthesiology for January decided to focus on burnout in physicians. It's an issue that's been talked about and known for, recognized for a long time, but there's some recent studies that have actually focused on anesthesiologists and burnout. And so the editor-in-chief of anesthesiology, Jim Eisenach, asked me to write an essay about my thoughts that might work as a lead-in for the journal for this particular issue. And that was fun to be given the free license to do that. But as I started thinking about it, since this wasn't so much a scientific article, but really more a creative article, an essay for the new mind-to-mind section, which is our new creative section in anesthesiology, I started thinking about my own life and how burnout affected me. So not so much as a clinician objectively, but really from a personal point of view. And it gave me a different take on it, and I decided to put that into the article. I tried to approach it from a point of view that I thought scientists could appreciate, which is looking at the effect of dopamine, the pleasure molecule that tends to encourage us as human beings to do something better or do more of something, to seek out gain, personal gain in what we do. And I think that's one of the issues that's causing burnout right now in young physicians especially. We come into the field so optimistic, so altruistic. Very few people, I think, choose to go into medicine simply to make money or simply to have a job. I think most of the medical students I talk to, most of the young residents, really did have patient care at the center of their choices, of their goals when they were entering medicine. And the reality of practicing medicine, of course, involves far more than just patient care. Most of your time is spent doing many other things. And I think sometimes it's that gap of actual reward that we feel in our daily work that may be a cause of some of the burnout we're seeing in younger physicians especially.
Burnout and the Relative Value of Dopamine appears in the Mind to Mind section of the January 2011 issue of the Journal of Anesthesiology.